Whatever you say, say nothing. Seamus Heaney. I'm writing just after an encounter with an English journalist in search of views on the Irish thing. I'm back in winter quarters, where bad news is no longer news, where media men and stringers sniff and point, where Zoom lenses, recorders and coiled leads litter the hotels. The times are out of joint, but I incline as much to rosary beads as to the jottings and analyses of politicians and newspaper men who've scribbled down the long campaign from gas and protest to gelignite and Sten, who proved upon their pulses escalate, backlash and crackdown, the provisional wing, polarisation and long-standing hate. Yet I live here. I live here too, I sing. Expertly civil-tongued with civil neighbours on the high wires of first wireless reports, sucking the fake taste, the stony flavours of those sanctioned old elaborate retorts. Och, it's disgraceful, surely, I agree. Where's it going to end? It's getting worse. They're murderers. Internment? Understandably. The voice of sanity is getting hoarse. Men die at hand. In blasted street and home, the gelignite's a common sound effect. As the man said when Celtic won, the Pope of Rome's a happy man this night. His flock suspect, in their deepest heart of hearts, the heretic has come at last to heal and to the stake. We tremble near the flames, but want no truck with the actual firing. We're on the make as ever. Long sucking the hind tit, cold as a witch's and as hard to swallow, still leaves us fork-tongued on the border bit. The liberal papist note sounds hollow when amplified and mixed in with the bangs that shake all hearts and windows day and night. It's tempting here to rhyme on labour pangs and diagnose a rebirth in our plight, but that would be to ignore other symptoms. Last night you didn't need a stethoscope to hear the eructation of orange drums, allergic equally.